Buzz cuts.
Hey!
Hey, Buzzcuts!
Woo! It is Atticus. It is
Haley.
It is
Mike.
Mike is replacing Dagwood this week. Mike, tell us about yourself.
I am not Dagwood, obviously. I am Mike. I am the founder of Music City Hero Coalition. Just a group of small business owners, musicians. I started out as cosplayers. We kind of lost all those. I'm pretty much the only one left in that. Getting together to do charity shows for different charities in town. We do a lot with Child Help Tennessee, which is for abused children in and out of the foster care system. They do stuff for therapy, prevention. You know, there's 70,000 kids in Tennessee that get abused every year. So Child Help's kind of that that first stop before getting to more numbers with that.
Mm-hmm. That's so. Really cool. What's it called again? Music City Heroes Coalition?
Music City Hero Coalition.
Hero Coalition. Yeah. That's a really cool. How long have you been doing that?
I started in 2020, doing some shows around town with that. We kind of got sidelined by COVID, as most people did. Mm-hmm. We picked back up into 2021. Have been going pretty steadily, show every quarter since.
That's awesome. So name some of the shows that you've done that people would probably recognize.
I mean, the first real big one we did was called Metal for Nashville. It was right after the big tornado that came through in 2020. It was also the last concert at Exit Inn before COVID shut everything down. Made it to Rolling Stone. Certain local celebrities wished harm upon us for continuing the show. That was fun. We've done Jams of the Giant Peach. That was our first butt rock theme show, which is kind of the divorced dad rock thing.
Yes.
It's kind of a mouthful, so we've rebranded that for the buzz here. That's now going to be Brochella.
Brochella.
Dad was not invited back. Like, do you just want to be our permanent third host? That's totally cool.
I would get canceled in 32 seconds.
Yes. My kind of people.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe this podcast could use a little canceling just to get us on the map. You know what I mean? So this is cool. So let's talk Brochella. You want to jump in on what this is? Do you know?
Yeah, when I looked at it right at the top, it was like Nickelback, Hinder, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is like going to be straight up just like dad rock fest.
Yeah.
I freaking love it. But then it's not all that, because there's like Meg Myers and stuff in there too. So
yeah,
but it's like local bands doing these covers, right?
Yeah, it's we've got like 75 to 80 of like the best musicians in town. And when I say best musicians, I mean like the real best musicians, not the ones that claim to be. Ours are the best.
The ones that do the flipped over bucket on Broadway.
Exactly.
Like makeshift bongo drums on Broadway.
We've got the best of the best. You know, our folks, there's people from Broadway down there. There's folks that do local bands. You know, we've got some celebrity guests. A couple of the guys from Saving Abel are going to be doing some stuff on the show. We're doing a big tribute to Brad Arnold. His you know, very terrible news here recently. One of their guitar techs is going to be doing some Three Doors Down with us and the guys from Saving Abel.
Oh,
so
that's really cool.
It's going to be super cool. So
that's cool, man. It's Brochella. Music City Hero Coalition is putting this on. It is coming up, depending on when you're listening to this, it's coming up this weekend. What's the? It's Saturday, right?
Saturday night. Doors at 6:30, show at 7:30.
Marathon Music Works. That's going to be a lot of fun. June 28th, again, depending on when you're listening to this. You might be listening in July and you missed it, which, shame on you.
Look for Brochella, too.
Yeah. So I love like the tribute to divorced dad rock. That's a strong statement.
It's, you know, I always called it butt rock. That's why it was Jams of the Giant Peach originally. But all the youngins, you know, the under 35 crowd have told me that it's actually divorced dad rock, which I am basically a divorced dad. So I take that a little harshly. So
I feel like that statement 2 years ago was like when someone called Linkin Park dad rock. They're like, whoa, that makes
settle
me
down,
now
buddy.
It's like a. Now it's like a legit like tag that you can put on it.
Well, dad
it's,
rock?
It's like a couple
dad
of years rock, ago, you couldn't say emo. It's like if you said you were into emo, people looked at you like you smelled bad. And now it's everything. Like I'm wearing an emo shirt as we speak. You know,
yeah,
I would have kicked my
like
own
a,
ass before.
It's like a personality trait now.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't
definitely
care about your zodiac sign. Like, who's your favorite emo band?
Dad rock. That felt a little weird when that first came around. I gotta say, divorced dad rock is pretty damn cutting.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's.
Before Brochella came up, it was originally Alimony and Amplifiers. So, but it felt a little too harsh for some of the folks. So I didn't want to trigger anybody.
I like that.
Let's
too.
All get together and be sad.
No, no, that's the emo show. That's next. Yeah, that's...
So Nickelback, music of Nickelback, music of Hinder, Shinedown, 10 Years, Papa Roach, 7 Dust, Volbeat, Disturbed, Avenged, Sevenfold, Saliva. The list goes on and on. If you like any of those bands, you're gonna love rocking out of Brochella this Saturday night at Marathon Music Works. 1029thebuzz.com has tickets and details. What band would you want to see the most, Haley, out of all of these?
Like what?
Like see covered up on stage. I mean you've got Chevelle. Your favorite Green Day is not on here. Sorry.
Well, that's good. I'll be there. You know, I don't think I've ever heard. I do want to see that Brad Arnold tribute.
That's gonna be awesome.
Really cool. I didn't know that was gonna be a thing until you said something, but. Probably on this list, just Shinedown. I might be biased.
Well, you're lucky. We have 2 Shinedown songs on the playlist.
Hell yeah.
So.
Awesome. Count me in.
So talk about the setup. So do you have just one setup of instruments in the band
rotate through? Yeah, so we backline everything, and it's going to sound like chaos when I explain it, but basically, like I said, 75 to 80 different musicians swapping out song to song, instrument to instrument, vocalist to vocalist. We've been doing it so long and I've cracked the whip hard enough that they are just like a machine when we do it. So it has the normal run of a show. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have a bunch of craziness. I go up and blab in between songs, introduce everybody, insult some people in the crowd, you know, whatever feels good in the moment. And then we kind of go song to song, introduce a little song or a little story behind it. So that's kind of the layout of it. It's pretty cool. I'm not really reinventing the wheel. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys like Tyson Leslie, Jack Ivins, they all do their same kind of format show. I just have a little niche that I do it in where they do it in there. So we kind of all coexist peacefully and do our own little shows. Mm-hmm. Jack Ivins from the Ivins is going to be doing some stuff on the show with us as well. So Tyson is unfortunately out of town playing Rockstar. So no Tyson Leslie on this one.
Do you play too or do you?
I do. Just, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Guitar, I'm going to painfully do Volbeat on vocals and guitar this time.
Right.
So
yes.
I figure I'll just do the Swedish Chef thing from, you know, from Sesame Street.
Hat on. A spatula.
Yes.
Do it up. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you give us a taste of your.
Yeah, you know, it's just the Swedish Chef from Sesame Street. I know, right? It's just
the guy from Volvia.
Yeah.
I understood you better than I understand.
I know,
right?
With you. I'm hoping the crowd has the same thing. I'm just going to step back and let them sing.
Yeah, half of the time I don't know what Volbeat says. I just know he opens his mouth way too wide when he sings.
He does, doesn't he? He's like, oh. We're talking with Mike. He is part of Music City Hero Coalition putting on Brochella. We have talked about Brochella. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. All right?
Oh boy.
Let's get to the good stuff here. So what do you miss about... I hate to use the overused term old Nashville, but like based on where we are now with the music industry dealing with, you know, putting on shows, what do you miss?
So that's an easy question. I miss local music, doing local music things. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the cover nights we do. We get to raise money for good causes. But the whole reason I started doing these was to give local musicians and local bands a platform to play Exit In, to play The Basement, to play Marathon Music Works, The Cowan. These stages that they don't normally get to without years and years and years of doing this because, you know, quite honestly, the local music scene here has been dead for a while. It's become a tourist trap in town with all the Broadway live karaoke crap going on, live jukebox. So we try to bring the local stuff back in. One of the things we're doing on this show, and we do at our other shows, is we've got 2 bands coming up. A band called Vantage Ruins, good friends of mine, and a band called Via Sky. They're both, you know, hitting the airwaves on Sirius XM. They're actually going to do a couple original songs at the show to where we're capturing, you know, a live audience to where you have to listen to these awesome local bands because you're here to hear, you know, your... Hellraising music, but you're going to listen to these local bands. You're going to love them. You're going to go follow them. And it's going to help out some local bands get back into the scene where it's not just live jukebox everywhere you go in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's my soapbox for the day.
Okay. You were ready for that.
I was prepared. I practiced it in the shower this morning.
Mike from Music City Hero Coalition putting on Brochella June 28th at Marathon Music Works. Is there any venue no longer here in town that you wish was still here?
Oh, absolutely. The Rutledge LMV down on 4th Avenue. Yeah. That is where I cut my teeth on my bookings. First real nice venue I was in. Mm-hmm. That's a lie. I went to Exit In first, but it wasn't nice back then. But yeah, Rutledge LMV, hands down. Maybe City Hall, if anybody's old enough to remember City Hall. Saw Lamb of God, Gojira, and Gwar there.
That's awesome.
And it was a killer show.
Awesome.
So,
Okay, so F, Mary, Kill, Nickelback, Pop Evil, and Audioslave. Go.
Oh, can I just have them all in the same room at the same time? I like to party.
Yes, yes, and yes. I was kidding about that. It's my job to make things weird every once in a while. So
that's all right. Who would you? What were your choices again? Nickelback, what?
Oh, what did I say? Nickelback, Pop Evil, and Audioslave?
Mm-hmm. No. Who would you do?
Random line, no.
What is yours?
Oh, I'd marry Nickel. No, I'd marry Audioslave.
That's a good one.
I wouldn't. I'd kill Pop Evil and I'd do the other thing to Nickelback.
Which band is watching, though?
Ooh.
I like how you said you do the
Pop
other
Evil's
thing.
Pop Evil's watching. No. Okay. I'm gonna...
Had to one up your awkwardness.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate that.
That's great. Brochella, June 28th. Marathon Music Works. I want to ask you, like, I want you to spill the beans here, but I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Impossible.
But I would love to know which... a bad experience you've had here locally. And again, like, I don't want to harp on bad, negative stuff, but I'm just kind of, I want to open up the conversation. I want to hear.
Bad experience locally. Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Tell us some douchebags. Do it.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's an infinite number of those. I will kick it back old school. I'm going to bring 102.9 into this.
Uh-oh. It's Dagwood, isn't it?
BuzzFest 2010. My band Voodoo Prophet back in the day was playing the local stage at BuzzFest 2010. And I somehow smashed my nose open, last song playing a cover of Laid to Rest by Lamb of God. And I searched high and low as a performer as a way to get backstage to wash my blood-soaked face and beard out. And no one would let me backstage to the restroom to wash my face out. They sent me to a porta potty. Wow. And I cleaned my bloody face with toilet paper and I ended up looking like Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph with all like the pieces of like blood and gore and toilet paper in my face.
Oh, wow.
So yes, that is my local experience.
Wow. So was that one?
Been holding that in for 15 years.
Yeah, that's why you're really here.
You're ready.
He's actually mad at the Buzz for not letting him come clean as beer. Dude, was that? That sucks that happened.
It's all good.
Incredible story. Was that? Which show was that? Who was on the bill for that?
Shinedown, Seether, Papa Roach.
That was LP. Field.
Yeah. I was just happy to be there.
Yeah, that was
so
that
fun story. Life. That particular show, we were the first band on the opening stage or the side stage, and it rained like Noah's Ark rain all the way up until like 1:59. And they said, if it's still raining at 2:00, local stage is canceled. Sorry, you know, just gonna have to move on because there was no awning. At 1:59 and a half, the clouds opened up, and they said, okay, it's time to go. Get up there. We played, and because of all the delays, all the people that were waiting on the main stage had then gravitated over to the side stage. So there's just a sea of like 4,000 people in front of the local stage at LP Field. And I felt so bad for the performers after us because the way everything had gotten, you know, behind schedule, we were the only band on the local stage that was not competing directly against a main stage headliner. So we had like 4,000 people watching us. And then all the rest of the bands that were all better than us had like 17 people because they're playing during Drowning Pool or playing during Papa Roach. Hunter Briley, I'm sorry. I know you were on that show. I apologize for that happening to you, good sir.
I didn't expect a Hunter Briley name drop today.
No,
you?
No.
I'm old. I've seen everybody from Al John to Ziggs to, you know, the whole gamut.
Oh, yeah. All right. So when you were up here, Hunter Briley was host of Locals.
Last time I was here was Andy Heron.
Andy Heron. Okay. So. All right. Andy's still around.
Collected them all, haven't you?
Yeah, I am like a Pokemon trainer. Yeah.
Brochella this weekend at Marathon Music Works. We're talking with Mike from Music City Hero Coalition. You got anything?
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm still processing my F. Mary Kill situation.
Yeah, I am too, kind of. I really liked how Pop Evil's going to watch.
My next break, I'm going to tell everybody how I'm going to kill Pop Evil.
I've written a note here. Next time Pop Evil's through, I'm going to be like, hey, would you watch Nickelback do it with Haley? Would you watch Haley do it with Nickelback? Sorry. Anyways, all right. It is Buzz Cuts. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Wish you a lot of success with Brochella.
Appreciate
this weekend. And look forward to the next big event that you're putting on.
Yeah. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, poke, poke marathon. We want to do our emo show there next. Please do it.
Hey.
Look at that. All right. Well, come back and see us. All right.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Buzz Cuts.